Weeks and months passed. I go to gigs knowing that he'd be there, watching him through the crowd. I always loved that line I once overheard him say about always feeling like he's facing the wrong way when he goes to other people's shows. Many times I'd follow him down the road, being careful not to be seen, breathing in his scent in the blue, cold night air, but losing him at the bus stop or a taxi rank. I'd befriend people in clubs and bars, knowing they're associates of his, just to feel closer and learn more about him. Everyone in Valhalladale seems to have a story or an opinion about him. Sweet, bad Johnny is loved and hated in equal measures. I honestly did try so hard to put him out of my mind and started dating a wealthy guy who wrote soulless vanilla pop classics for karaoke bars. But that gap where my heart starts right up to that important bit between my ears will never be satisfied. I did get a nice handbag out of it though. A consolation prize for tolerating his bloody awful music. So for the very last time, I wrote to Johnny. I needed to tell him something. Something I've never told anyone before.